This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moreno is going to join us in after the first break here, and I love kicking it off with her. The Jan Gaynor is going to join us in a second hour. He's Vice President, Business and Culture at the Media Research Center. We do a lot of stories of theirs online, too. We're going to discuss Hollywood hypocrisy, right? No. They're self-righteous bunch of peoples. Come on, that was pretty cool. I kept that nice and clean. Look at this thing. I can't stand it. You know, I wasn't so strong. Or if I was stronger, I wouldn't keep moving. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. You can buy my book if you head up to the website, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to hate, but you're going to find out you don't have to. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Those were all the labels that the left gave me. Which I appreciate because, you know, frankly, if they didn't give them to me, I'd have nothing to complain about, would I? You know what I mean? So, Kimberly and I are going to have a good time. First thing on, hey, I mean, you can't be surprised, right? The 60% of Trump supporters believe that the media is the enemy of the people, where a lot of Americans feel that this, even whether they're Trump supporters or not, that the news, for the most part, never gets it right, or very rarely gets it right. So President Trump labeling the media as fake news is having an impact. A poll by YouGov found a majority of President Trump supporters believe the media is the enemy. I'm good with that. Seriously, think about this. They want you to believe them, hook, line, and sinker, no matter what they say or how they say it. They never tell you that we get it wrong. Check us out. Make sure. No. What they tell you is they complain about President Trump calling them out as fake news. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about the ABC News piece that came out, and Joy Behar got all excited, totally ecstatic, over the fact that she thought that the president was going to jail. And interesting how they will cover for Mrs. Clinton, they will cover for Mr. Obama, they will cover for their own clan. They could care less. And yet, when they think they got it on one of ours, it's right to the gallows. There's no stopping point. Majority of President Trump supporters in a new poll agree with the president's claim that the media is the enemy of the American people. Now, according to the data, more than 60% of Trump approvers said that they agree with the statement, while just 15% of Trump disapprovers said that they agreed. Now, think about that. Not 100% of the disapprovers, but 15%. That's a very low number. The poll reflects the frustration of President Trump's backers who are observing the unfair treatment of the president, the first lady. Unlike other Republican leaders, President Trump does not shy away from taking the media head on. See, Whether I like what he tweets or not, I love the fact that he sets the narrative. He makes them get up on their toes. He makes them pay attention to what he's doing. Their check, think about something. He's probably the first president in history. He has the first communications team that when they get up in the morning, they're not looking to see what the press has printed about them. The press is getting up to see what the president has printed about him, about them. I think that's wonderful. Poll reflects the frustration of President Trump backers, right? Now, recently the media criticized Melania Trump's White House Christmas decorations. I mean, really, how much more petty can you get? The media is attacking First Lady Melania Trump for her White House Christmas decorations, comparing Mrs. Trump to an evil ice queen, and criticizing her for wearing a coat while she helped decorate the tree. Wow, right? Isn't that interesting? See, this is what I said to you. They're going to lose it. They're going to lose the elections. They're going to lose everything they want to get back because they're so petty. Their own people are tired of their pettiness. Now, in contrast to the story noted the positive reaction former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama received with the way the White House was decorated during their last Christmas at 1600. Right? The fashion world had a different reaction to the Obamas, especially their final Christmas, which included giant stuffed animals of the Obamas' ducks. So they had, and Purell, really? Oh, no, Pearl Snowman? I don't know, whatever. What does that got to do with Christmas trees? And Christmas, or Christmas, as some of us call it. Right? I mean, there wasn't anything the Obamas were going to do that were going to be wrong in the eyes of any of those people, any of the mainstream media. So, guys, get over it. You know, when they come after Trump, deal with it. Because they're not going to stop. They don't care. They don't care that they're wrong. They don't care if they're wrong. They're just going to keep plugging away at them. For my... that's too long. I want to make sure I don't miss that at some point in time. You know, California, they're leaving for Las Vegas to find middle-class life. Right? Taxifornia. I mean, this place is just amazing. They're taxing you to death. The rank-and-file Democrats are saying nothing about it to a big degree. Because they're going to follow the party no matter what. Right off that cliff. Doesn't bother them at all. I'll talk later on about the Supreme Court ruling. I'll probably do that when Kimberly comes on. Right? They have finally come out. This is 7-2. It was like 5-4. 7-2. And you can figure out what two Supreme Courtists, trustees, whatever you want to call them, went against Trump. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Kimberly Marin joins us in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. You couldn't do that song today. I know I say it a lot, but it's true. You couldn't do that song today. Nobody would buy it. They'd be afraid to listen to it. Not me. I actually play it on the show. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch on... Was it Facebook Live, our Facebook feed, whatever it is, up there as well. You can find it on the website. Also has a live chat room going on. But let me, there is so much news going on. I can have a ball with her right now. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to go ahead and really just dig down to some of the issues that are going on like right now. That, what do you want to call them? Let's call them scratch your head issues, pinch yourself issues because you can't believe they're real. What do you think?
Me?
No. Who else I got on the show? Yeah, you.
Hey, I'm blonde, remember?
Oh, I'm not touching
that.
You get me killed, right?
No, it's not even pinch yourself issues because nothing surprises me anymore. Not one thing.
Oh,
nothing.
No, well, what happens never surprises me. But the mere fact... Don't think about it. The mere fact that some of this stuff that comes down the pike... The moral left, the ones that keep telling us how wonderful they are, how great they are, how they have the hand on, they have the pulse of what the American people want. Well, I guess American people want women to be sexually assaulted in Hollywood, right?
Well, right. You know, they do love themselves some Bill Clinton, so...
Yeah, I know. You know... Go ahead.
Everybody and anybody who knows anything about the left knows they're hypocrites. Do as I say, not as I do. They'll preach and preach about tolerance and all these other things, but yet they don't even practice what they preach.
Right.
So it's opposite. It's like opposite day every day with the Democrat Party and leftists. It really is. It's like they wake up every day and say, "Oh yay, it's opposite day. I'm going to tell everybody what they should do, but I'm not going to do it."
Well, no, that was like, really? Hey, I always joke when I was a kid, my stepfather caught me smoking. And he started telling me how bad I was smoking while he had a cigarette in his hand. He would tell me how terrible, what a bad habit it was. I should never pick it up. It's too hard. Like, wow.
He knew what he was talking about.
Oh, he spoke from experience. You're sticking up for the guy now? Oh.
Yes.
So, you know what happened here in California last week? I mean, an illegal alien killed wonderful young lady, murdered a wonderful young lady, and they let him go. The jury found him not guilty, basically of manslaughter, right?
Everything, except for having a gun illegally.
Yeah, kind of hard to get over. But think about something. Go ahead. I'll let you do it. Go ahead.
This is what I don't understand. They I heard a lawyer talking, and they said they have to find some kind of criminal negligence with him having the gun. Well, if they found him guilty of having the gun as a felon, that's criminal negligence. So how could they not just go to the next level and at least involuntary manslaughter? If that guy had killed one of the SEALs, the entire state of California would have hung him and lynched him in town square. I'm not kidding. He'd be in jail. He'd be in prison for life if he had killed one of the SEALs.
No, you're exactly right. I get the biggest kick out of that, and it's so true. If he had done anything to take down a bird of some kind or kill some frog that was coming close to extinction, you're right. But listen, if you or I walked into the bank with a water pistol, right, and we robbed the bank with a water pistol, we turned around and some poor old woman or poor old guy dies of a heart attack. What are we brought up on?
Right, involuntary manslaughter.
Bingo.
Or so. Yeah, I did not understand that that not guilty. I didn't understand it. I can understand not the highest murder, right? First degree murder, I think it was, or second degree. I can understand that because they didn't have actual supposed proof that he intentionally tried to kill her. The fact is, he illegally had a gun he wasn't supposed to have in his hand. Whether he was trying to kill a SEAL or it went up by accident, he's still responsible for where that bullet ends up. Every gun owner is responsible for where that bullet ends up. And it doesn't matter if you're an illegal alien, a law-abiding citizen who has an accident, you pay the price for that. But, of course, it's California, so, you know, they love illegal aliens, especially in sanctuary cities like San Francisco, where the guy was deported 5 times, had 7 felonies, and shouldn't have been there in the first place. Sorry.
You're a little passionate about this. I'm amazed.
You know,
but
a young girl is dead because of San Francisco.
Well, it's true, but you won't get any of those loons up there to agree with you. See, if you listen to the attorney, right? And he was talking about how the defense attorney, and he was talking about instead of what the actual problem was, what's he talking about? He's talking about how Trump turned this into an issue. Trump turned this into an immigration issue from day one, and it shouldn't have been. And he was being persecuted the way he was being persecuted. Why? because it was an immigration issue. No, he was being persecuted because he killed a young lady. He killed someone that did more for society in her short time in life than he did.
This is a guy who has been deported 5 times because he can't seem to not commit crimes. And he comes, walks right back over, goes to San Francisco, and the politicians there pat him on the head and say, it's okay, you can stay. We aren't going to call ICE and let them know that you're here and got arrested for yet another crime. So, you know, I hold the politicians liable for what happened to poor Kate Steinle. And how many other innocent people are going to die because of actions or inactions that politicians take because they care more about illegal aliens than their own citizens who actually paid for them their taxes and their salaries and are citizens of their cities, state, and this country?
Doesn't mean anything anymore. Don't you? Look, being a citizen of this country, because we've shoved globalism down their throats so much, being a citizen of this country means absolutely nothing anymore, right? I mean, think about it.
Well, it seems, at least in California, that illegal aliens have more rights than citizens.
Oh, they do. Oh, they so much do. When you look at what took place, look, they protected this guy to no end for whatever reason they want to come up with, because they don't want anything to look bad on the illegals. They don't want them to look like they're doing anything wrong, because then it beats up on their narrative. It really puts the sand in their motor, if you would, because they can't make it work. Look, here in California, if you're an illegal, you have more of a chance for a free education to move forward than somebody who's born here legally, parents have paid taxes. I guess it just doesn't matter. Anyways, got to go for a quick break. But write it down, because I don't want you to forget. It's got to be important. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. Kimberly Moreno will be with us on the other side of the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talk.
We're going in. Don't we can't have fun with this on air.
I guess you're right.
We are back.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, I'm having a good time. You might as well, too. And, well, let me just bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always have a good time when she's on the show with me because we deal with some pretty fun. I think they're fun anyway. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it works better when I hit the button, but okay. Anyway, so...
Did you have me on mute again?
Well, I take a lesson from you. Usually you're the one that's talking away and you have yourself on mute.
You know what? It's okay if I mute myself, but it's not okay if you mute me.
Oh, I know. It's misogyny, right?
Yes. I'm triggered now.
I'm trying to quiet the female voice, apparently, or something. Hey, speaking of... Well, you're nothing like her, but Chelsea Handler came out today and said that Sarah Huckabee... What's her name? Smith? Is her last name?
Sanders.
Who? Sanders.
Sanders.
Well, see, I think of Bernie Sanders when you say Sanders. I don't want to put her in that same brain cell. You know what I'm saying?
Thankfully, Bernie Sanders didn't reproduce any spawn.
I know. So, Chelsea Handler comes out and says that she wears her makeup like a whore. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, Chelsea, you would know, right?
Chelsea Handler is such a skank, it's not even funny. Why would you comment on someone's makeup? You know, this is a leftist, quote-unquote feminist, who's commenting on the makeup of a woman who has... A very high position in the United States government, and she comments that she wears makeup like a whore. What exactly does a whore wear makeup like, sweetheart? You're right, she would know.
Well, yeah, I mean, think of, does anybody know, I wonder how many people really know what she did before she got, I don't know, radio show, TV, whatever, you know, and you think about what she did for a living. She was a Playboy bunny, right?
Chelsea Handler?
Yeah, wasn't she?
I don't know that they would pay her to do that. I shouldn't say. I'm sorry. I'm being all judgy now. I have no idea. I never thought she was very funny, so
I think she was one of Hugh Hefner's hotties or something. American comedian, actress, writer, television host, producer. I don't know. I'll look it up afterward. I don't want to look it up right now because what I want to talk about right now is this other one, the woman that what's her name?
Harpy. Harpy, I said it.
Okay. So after the verdict was announced, the trial of illegal immigrant, you know, that guy that killed, I don't even want to give name out, Kate Steinle, but Shannon Watts of Mom's Demand. What the heck is Mom's Demand? What is that?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Do I ever kid you?
Mom's Demand is another organization of Bloomberg's harpies. That's what I call them.
Oh.
They are paid hacks who push gun control. And they lie through their teeth about it. Shannon R. Watts was the head, first head harpy who claimed she was grassroots and she was just a mom who was worried about her kids. It was crap. She was being paid big money by Bloomberg to push Moms Demanded. Ooh, moms who are concerned about guns. It's nothing but gun control. And that's, they're the same people who deal with Everytown, because Moms Demand has been a failure. Everytown's a failure. Everything Bloomberg does to push gun control has been a failure, from Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Then it morphed into Moms Demand. That's when this harpy came out. And then now it's Everytown. And he's got a new one out, too. He's partnering up with Gabby Giffords and her abusive husband. So she's been around for a while, but she hasn't made much traction. In fact, the thing that these gun control groups have done since they've become so loud and Bloomberg spends millions of dollars, they've actually made it so more people push for constitutional carry and more people buy guns. It's great for gun sales and more women actually becoming gun owners.
Well, Mr. Oblamo was great for gun sales, too. So I guess, you know, it's all good in the end. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. But she said the best way to honor Kate Steinle and protect the hundreds of Americans who are shot and killed or injured every day in America is to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. Why are we more upset that she was shot by an immigrant than the fact that she was shot and killed? I mean, I'm sorry, but she could not have been shot and killed unless there was a human on the other side of the gun. That human was an illegal immigrant, that if he wasn't in the state like he wasn't supposed to be, then she would still be alive today.
Even if that guy wasn't an illegal immigrant, he wasn't legally able to purchase and possess a firearm, even if he was an American citizen. So guns are kept out of the hands of dangerous people, Nimrod. That's based on our laws. But, oh, my goodness, criminals still get guns. Oh, Lord, how does that happen? I don't know. I mean.
Hey, she's making fun of your people.
Right? Hey, I love this song.
Okay, yeah, well, my wife's from Georgia. You better watch it. She knows where you live, you know?
I love the South. I think those are some of the nicest people on the planet. Utah has the nicest people in the whole entire country. But the people in the South are some of the nicest people around.
Well, let's get back to the not nice person here.
So she's blaming the gun.
Right.
Instead of the murderer behind the gun. The gun didn't go off by itself. It was supposedly wrapped in some T-shirt on the ground. It didn't kill anybody before a human picked it up. Didn't randomly go off by itself trying to kill a seal before a human picked it up.
Look, you're the gun instructor. This is the thing that always makes me crazy. It's one of the only places where the loons on the left will blame the item that did the kill, that has been used to kill, and not the person that caused it, not the person that made it happen. It's the only place, right?
Yes, because if someone kills someone drunk driving, the first thing they say, they don't blame cars. They don't try to sue auto manufacturers. They don't try to sue AAA for being, you know, working with car industries or insurance companies. No, they blame the drunk driver, as they should.
Right.
But they don't do that when it comes to firearms. You know, it's the same. These are the same people that if there's an Islamic extremist jihadi attack in the U.S., don't blame all Islamists or Muslims for what this one person did. And they're right. But yet they do it with gun owners every single time. One person does something bad and uses a firearm, and they blame every single law-abiding gun owner in the country every time they do it.
Yeah, again, if it doesn't fit their narrative, if it isn't right by them, then it's always, I love how quickly they come to the rescue of people who commit crimes on a regular basis, with the exception of the guns. Again, when it comes back to guns, and God forbid they can prove you're right-wing, conservative, Republican, or Christian, then, right? I mean, you've hit the trifecta at that point, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
No, that it's disingenuous. I don't like it. I wish they would fight for real, if you would, but I know that's asking for a lot from them. Seriously.
Fight for real or fight for actual real people?
I mean, I wish they would fight in the real world. I wish they would fight with facts and truth.
Come on.
I know.
I also
believe in Oz and Disneyland's a real place. You know what I'm saying?
Disneyland is a real place, and apparently you also believe in unicorns and fairy dust.
So,
because the left never uses reality, facts, stats, or truth to argue anything.
I'm still holding out hope. Okay, someday. Bolt the lightning, meteor, comet hits the earth. I don't know. Something to kick them into high gear, right?
Sweet meteor of death.
Supreme Court allowed full enforcement of the Trump travel ban, with the exception only two. And I told everybody, I said, I bet you can't guess who the two of the high court pulled away and said, no, the original order should stand.
I'll give you a hint. One of them was probably sleeping when she voted.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're probably right. But I mean, and they have no real reason behind it. They don't really give a solid argument. But, you know, when you have something like this at 7-2, you know it wasn't partisan. You know they knew, the justices knew that this was within his right to do.
Of course they do. The Congress gave the executive powers to do this many, many years ago. This has always been legal. Obama did it. I think Jimmy Carter did it back against Iran. This has always been legal. It has never been a question of legality. It's never been a Muslim ban, quote unquote. It's specific countries. President is certainly within his right, according to the Constitution. Of course the SCOTUS was going to vote this way, because that's the way they should vote if they're upholding the actual Constitution. Ruth Bader Ginsburg doesn't... I don't think she remembers what the Constitution is.
All right. Well, no. She was there when they were actually watching the ink dry on her. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan. For self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
I'll have fun.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the...
We are back.
When I play the maracas, I go chick, chick, chick,
and,
yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
I love this, though. I love the fact that, you know, what is it? One of the most famous movies, Mask. They used Chick, Chicky, Boom back then. I guess it was okay. You can't do that now, apparently. You know, people get crazy. Some of the songs I play, people, they don't get too crazy with, but I'll get them once in a while. And they kind of agree with me. It's like, you can't play those today. Like, She's a Brick House. I mean, sir, I like the music, you know, but people are so uptight about stuff. It's pathetic. And, you know, it's really funny because they always call the people on the right uptight. Oh, let me bring her in because she'll remember this. I know she's not that old, but she'll remember. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. We love to make fun of the loons on the left. I mean, the loons on the left. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Whoops, I muted myself.
See?
Thanks. I can do it. You can't. Thanks for having me, but what, Chicky Chicky Boom? What is that?
Well, you don't hear the bumper music, but that was from Mask, where he's singing that he's Cuban Pete. And when he's talking about the women, you know, he's like, Chick Chicky Boom, Chick Chicky Boom. I'm going, can you imagine trying to put that in a movie or a song today? Those little snowflakes would pop an eyeball.
Well, not if it was in a rap song.
Yeah. Then it wouldn't matter, because then you can have sex with your mother in the rap song, and it's okay, I guess, or something.
You can denigrate women and talk about horrible, horrible things to women if you're a rapper.
I know. It's just that's always been amazing to me, because in a song, it's art, right? I mean, can you imagine? I should come up with a song that has all the words you're not supposed to say to a woman and see what they say about it. You think they'd be okay with that?
Not if you did it.
Why? I could do the gold chains and...
Do you remember years ago, it was George Carlin's list of words you weren't allowed to say on TV?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where I learned all my bad words from.
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. But now you made me forget. I got so excited about this other stuff. You made me forget what I was going to talk about, right?
I don't think that's me. I think that might be
Shut
age.
Up. Oh, no, no. Do you know how the left always... The left always makes fun of the people on the right, like we're stuck up and, you know, we're such prudes and all of that kind of stuff, right? It's always amazing.
Well, they haven't met me, but yeah.
Can you touch?
Yo, listen.
Can you touch this?
Can I? No. How about if I put the words in there? Would that work? No, never mind. Go ahead.
No, when I liked that song, I was dancing in my seat.
Oh, no, tell me that. It's not something. Anyway, no, seriously. Go ahead.
No, listen. So I will, you know, comment on places, you know, social media, whatever. And I'm an independent who's also agnostic. But you know what I get from the left all the time? And I don't watch TV. Mind you, that either. I get, you're just a Republican Christian Bible thumper who watches Fox News. I'm like, excuse me. Oh, and I didn't vote for Trump, but I'm also a Trump bot or whatever they want to call it, Trump humper, whatever. I'm like, they all make assumptions. Now, I can say I make assumptions about the left as well, but usually when I make them, they're true. But they make these assumptions, and they paint it with a broad brush, is what
right.
they do to the right.
Right.
Which is why Trump won the election. That's why.
No question. And
because they paint everyone as, you know, just these blue collar. You're either, you know, a rich Wall Street guy, which, you know, Obama had plenty of rich Wall Street buddies. He enhanced their pocketbooks quite well during the years he was in office while Main Street suffered. But they make these assumptions. You're either a dumb, redneck, Bible-thumping white boy, or you are a wealthy businessman who just crushes people with your corporate
That's
capitalism.
Right. Don't you forget it either.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They forget that people are just regular people across the board. You know,
Kimberly, I had a reporter today say to me, I hope to make enough money someday to become a Republican. Okay?
A reporter said that?
Yeah. But then in the conversation, he went on to tell me that his house was paid off. And I'm thinking, my house ain't paid off. Who's richer than who? I'm sorry. Because he was complaining about the new tax bill and all that other stuff. I'm thinking to myself, well, you need to get yourself a good tax attorney. I mean, tax accountant. But
he's clearly making too much money as a reporter.
He paid his house off. Unless somebody in his family died and left him a boatload of money or he hit the lottery. I don't know. But,
and he lives in California where, like, a bingo. House is $1 billion?
Yeah. Oh, listen. I hope he voted in the guys that are trying to repeal... We have a thing here called Prop 13 where your, I don't know if you know anything about it, but your house taxes are based on a 1.3% of the purchase price of the home, not the assessed value. They don't reassess. So the taxes don't go up until they resell the home. All right? So they're looking to get rid of that because they bit themselves with it back in the 70s and they've been stuck with it ever since. But it's his tribe that's trying to get rid of it. It's the Democrats that are trying to get rid of it because they need more tax money to blow and spend on the parties that they're having up there in Sacramento.
Of course, they want to replace it with something else that will bring in more money.
Yeah.
Right?
And Governor Moonbeam is telling us how selfish we are because we don't want to pay more in taxes. It's like, really? But, no, we don't want to give you more money to burn up, you know?
Why is it greedy, and this Thomas Sowell said this, and, you know, I use this all the time. Why is it greedy for someone to want to keep more of the hard-earned money they earned than it is greedy to want to take more of that money from those people if you didn't earn it? I'll never understand that. Like, why am I greedy? Because I want to keep more of my tax dollars. But, you know, the person two towns over wants more of my tax dollars to help keep them on welfare or with the free Obamacare Medicaid expansion. But they're not greedy Because they don't earn it, but they want more of my money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a greedy one.
Of course they do. Well, look at, because we have money hidden all over the place. We're the sneaky, dirty little, you know, ones. Like, he's like, with him saying today, I wish to make enough money someday to be a Republican. I'm thinking to myself, where do you get that, though? Where does one actually come up with that thought, believing it to be true?
Democrats. Listen, Joe, I was thinking about this earlier today. Before 2008, when I was a pure indie, I the things I thought about Republicans, and mind you, I didn't vote based on party ever, so I voted based on candidate. But the things that I thought about Republicans all came from what Democrats said. That the Republicans were the party of the KKK, which I found out wasn't true. Republicans were, you know, all these other things going down, you know, everything that Democrats always say about them. But when I researched and discovered the truth for myself, everything was opposite of what the Democrats had always said. That's what that I was angry when I found, I'm like, I was angry at the Democrats for being disgusting liars, but I was also angry at the Republican Party for not fighting back, because I shouldn't have thought that it was Republicans who started the KKK. I shouldn't have thought that as just a regular, typical American voter who didn't follow politics other than, like, for elections.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And because they didn't fight back and fight the lies of the Democrats. Because let me tell you something. I can't point to many times that Democrats have told the truth. It's mostly just despicable, disgusting lies. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that from having researched and written about them for 9 years now.
Well, if you go look at Politichicks, and Anne Marie Morell, who's a friend of mine, said we were talking about this, and she said, "Look, I was a Democrat for years," and she said that, you know, at one point in time, they actually taught us. That if you're in the middle of an argument and you're losing and you don't have any kind of facts or anything, just call them racist or homophobic or right? Just throw it right back on them, and it shocks them into stopping.
I told you the first time I was ever called a racist was in 2008 when I posted something on Facebook saying the reasons why I didn't think Obama should be president, and it had nothing to do with race. It was his inexperience, blah, his church, blah, blah. And I was called a racist, a redneck racist, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, that's exactly what they do.
So, the other night, when I last week when I was on CNN, and that the woman that I was sitting next to, she said that the only reason that Donald Trump got in was because of racism, that people weren't going to vote for another black president, although they didn't put one up, so, of course, they couldn't even.
How would they have the choice? Exactly.
And, you know, they weren't going to vote for the woman, and yada, yada, yada. And all that racism is what drove the votes for Donald Trump. And when I looked at her and I said, really, you really believe that the only reason that I didn't like Mr. Obama was because he was black? I said, I didn't like Mr. Obama simply because I didn't like his platform. I didn't like his positions. Period. Had nothing to do with color. And she just looked at me. She didn't know what to do, because the bottom line with this, the race is their foundation. Fight back.
She's a Nimrod. And look, Obama and Democrats destroyed, in my opinion, another black person running for president because of what they did. Because anybody who disagreed with Obama's policies, they called a racist. That was it. You're a racist. You disagree with Obamacare? Oh, you're a racist. They hurt black people in that instance running for higher office. Because that's a reason alone not to, because you don't want to deal with that ever again.
All right, quick. Tell people where to find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Federalist Papers Project on Twitter at Conservative IND.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Dan Gaynor of MRC joins us as well. We'll be back in just a little bit.